time saying this is it, I've had enough. Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space.
What?
Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm
gonna. Oh, welcome back, Wisconsin. And beyond, wherever you may be listening from, welcome. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. And a little T-Swift here on the Civic Media Radio Network, only appropriate because this half hour, as Donald Trump rambles on at one of his, I don't even know if we can call them rallies anymore.
I mean, he's not getting anyone energized. And isn't that the point?
There's no energy. It's very low energy.
It's very low energy.
Very low energy. Live fest, cult meeting. I don't know. Like
all better options.
Jess is keeping an ear on things to see if he says anything actually worth talking about. Probably not, because it's Donald Trump and none of it makes any sense anyways. But to get back to what we've been talking about this half hour, coming back to a little T-Swift is nothing if not appropriate, because there has been some incredible reporting and incredible work done on where does J.D. Vance get this crazy stuff from that he says, right? Like the childless cat lady remarks and all of the attendant similar women's places in the home sort of stuff. It doesn't come out of nowhere. There is a particular set of ideas and a group of people that J.D. Vance is riffing off of. And there's basically three groups. The first group that we've been talking about, and again, the author's name is Kira Butler. This was in Mother Jones Magazine just, I think, about a month ago. It's called To Understand J.D. Vance, You Need to Meet the Theo Bros. And some of the guys that I'm talking about during this segment, Douglas Wilson, Joel Webbin, W-E-B-B-O-N, Josh Abitoy, Andrew Eisker, William Wolf, and Brian Sauve. We'll link the Mother Jones article in the show notes. It's these Theo Bros. Again, basically like pro-slavery, that's a good thing. They do not believe in multiculturalism, like women shouldn't have the right to vote. This is how extreme this stuff is. There's that. Then there are what I'm going to call the billionaire set, the extreme kind of crazy billionaires that J.D. Vance has worked for since the moment he graduated from law school. You might say, Maggie, J.D. Vance is in the Senate. No, no, no. He still works for the billionaire bros. Are you catching a theme here? It's the Theo Bros. It's the billionaire bros. The billionaire Peter Thiel gave the single largest campaign contribution in a Senate campaign in the history of the United States to get J.D. Vance elected. And he barely won. So he gets these ideas from guys like Elon Musk and Peter Thiel and these Theo Bros. And let's just say, guys blogging about, you know, getting rid of women's right to vote and waxing nostalgic about the South's time when it enslaved Black people and saying that that was a good thing and it is an exemplar of multiracial relations is not only disgusting and disturbing, it's sick, right? But this is this weird bubble that Vance has been, frankly, getting indoctrinated in. So those are the first two pillars, the Theo Bros, the billionaire bros. And there is a third pillar, and this is what Rachel Maddow talked about last night. And it's the blow this country up, burn it to the ground, and start the hell over, bros. And by that, ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean by voting. I mean J.D. Vance is an acolyte and student of one of the most extreme political writers of our time. A guy that if you heard him speak for more than 10 minutes, you'd be like, this guy sounds like he's trying to actually foment an overthrow of the U.S. government. He's actually encouraging people to do this. He's doing the thing that others would call treason. Except, of course, he's not taking any actual steps to do this. He's just feeding it to the guy that's running for vice president. And this third group of what I'm going to call anarchy bros, dictatorship bros, is a guy, it's led by a guy named Curtis Yarvin. His name's Curtis Yarvin. I want you to go look it up. Here is what Curtis Yarvin has talked about. And this stuff is on tape. Rachel Maddow played a bunch of it. He basically has argued, not basically, he has stated that every single governmental employee should be retired, should be forcibly retired, removed from their positions. And that we should then install into these positions, and that is language that J.D. Vance has used, install the right-thinking, aligned, talented Americans that understand what our government should be doing. And then Curtis Yarvin suggested this, that we don't really need a president. What we need is a CEO, and a CEO is a dictator. And he said this, this is a direct quote from Curtis Yarvin. If Americans want a new government, they're going to have to get over their dictator phobia. That is who J.D. Vance is getting his ideas from. Quote, if Americans want a new government, they're going to have to get over their dictator phobia. So to summarize, J.D. Vance is a product of three groups of online bros. The Theo bros, the billionaire bros, and the dictator bros. That's who J.D. Vance is. That's what he wants this country to be. A dictatorship where women don't vote, slavery is reinstated, and we don't have a democracy anymore, folks. We have a state-endorsed religion, and they're going to control every single aspect of your life. It is the opposite of freedom. That's what J.D. Vance wants. And that's who's going to be arguing on the vice presidential debate stage tonight. Wonder how Governor Tim's going to deal with that. Stay tuned, everybody. Cannot wait. We got Yes Chef coming up with Adam Pawlak. We'll talk about tailgating. Don't miss it. Come right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.